This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's delaying shipments and raising costs. Those attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea by Houthi rebels. The U.S. says that can't go on, so after warnings, it led airstrikes on the Houthi rebels in Yemen. The AP's Norman Hall.
President Joe Biden says that a series of strikes in Yemen targeting Houthi rebels are meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate the militant group's Red Sea attacks. Biden said the military response was only made after attempts at diplomatic negotiations and careful deliberation. He said in a statement that recent attacks have included, for the first time, use of anti-ship ballistic missiles. Those actions, he said, have endangered U.S. personnel, civilian mariners, and freedom of navigation. Norman Hall, Washington.
The Houthis say the strikes have killed five people, and they're promising payback. Get out the snow boots and the umbrella.
An approaching storm is expected to bring snow to places like Portland, Oregon, as well as freezing rain. Meteorologist Brian Jackson of the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center says the storm will bring bitter cold this weekend.
We're expecting temperatures, compared to normal, to be 15 to 25 degrees below normal.
And in the nation's midsection, another storm is expected to bring more snow. I'm Donna Water.
The East may see some heavy rain and flooding. The FAA is going to ramp up oversight of Boeing. The panel that blew off that jetliner in mid-flight last week was one of a string of mishaps for Boeing 737 MAX 9. Here's some good news. Inflation pressures are slowing. The producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches you, dropped 0.1% from November to December. A source is telling us the New England Patriots are hiring Gerard Mayo as coach to replace Bill Belichick. This is AP News. Consumer groups say they're the worst in the show.
At CES in Las Vegas, there is a list of the worst in show. Groups including Consumer Reports, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and Right to Repair Advocates iFixit put together a list of products considered harmful to society or the planet. One is BMW's partnership with Amazon's Alexa. The judges point out horrific stories where people, generally women, who are trying to escape abusive domestic situations end up having their cars serve as tracking and abuse vectors. Sennheiser's $300 earbuds were cited, called a betrayal of the brand because they can easily be replaced. China-based robot maker Ecovacs made the worst-in-show list. The judges say its new X2 combo combines all the elements for intrusive home surveillance. I'm Ed Donahue.
Gas is holding steady at $3.07 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.